Hey guys, welcome to The Adapt Effect. This is a podcast designed to give you an approachable take to help you grow in all things health, wellness, and fitness. I'm your host, Amber Dupree, and you are now listening to episode 7. On today's podcast, we're going to dive into part 2 of the 3-part series on nutrition. Today's episode will cover supplements, different diets, intermediate fasting, and pyramid schemes that are in the fitness industry today. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right on into it. So like I said, today we're going to be covering supplements, diets, intermediate fasting, and pyramid schemes. The first thing I want to touch on is supplements. I get a lot of questions pertaining to what pre-workout do I need? What do I need to build muscle? What do I need after my workout? This, that, and so on. So let me just break down what supplementation means, okay? So supplements, they are for pre, intra, and post-workout. So there's different kinds of supplements that are supposed to aid in different things, depending on if you want a pre-workout, an intra-workout, which is during your workout, or a post-workout, which is after your workout. So basically, one thing I really want to touch on before I get into much of anything else is supplements are exactly that. They are there to supplement the nutritional gaps that you're lacking in your diet. So before you even think about taking a supplement or even think, hey, may this supplement be right for me, you largely need to take a step back and visit your diet, right? So see where you're at, what you're getting in, where your deficiencies are in, and then first try to improve your diet and nutrition through whole foods, through foods you're eating, through the calories you're eating, okay? That's going to save you a lot of money. It's going to save you a lot of time. It's just going to save you all around in the long run, okay? So most pre-workouts, we're just going to jump right into it. So most pre-workouts, basically the major, like, people are like, oh, I feel so cracked out right now from this pre-workout. Oh my God, my, body is like shaking. I feel jittery, blah, blah, blah. That's because the major energy boosting element in most pre-workouts is just caffeine. So guys, you're spending, every time you go to the gym, you're spending $2 or $3 on, a scoop of pre-workout or on a Bang or on a Rain or whatever, latest pre-workout drink is out, C4, whatever that looks like to you. You're spending about $3-$4, sometimes two, it's on the lower side, every time you work out. And if you're working out 5, 6, 7 days a week, okay, that's a lot of money you're investing into a pre-workout. And that's not even talking about intra and post-workouts as well. So just know that you are investing a lot of money. And now let's get into, is it worth it? So in my opinion, they're just not worth it. A lot of times they have a lot of things added to them. They have artificial sweeteners, nitric oxide, just different things, different compounds that kind of work together. And the whole point of it, of a pre-workout, is to increase your athletic performance. However, I've really learned that excessive intake of these stimulants can lead to a lot of negative side effects. Increased blood pressure, they can mess with your sleep, they can give you anxiety, they can make you feel jittery, things of that nature. And you're spending all this money on something that essentially a cup of coffee can do for you, and even better, something that your nutrition can do for you. So if you're fueling your body, because that's what calories are, guys, it's energy, it's fuel. So if you're fueling your body properly, you won't need to spend $3-$4 every time you go to the gym on this latest trend pre-workout, right? So as long as your diet and nutrition is intact, I think you're good to go on the pre-workout. And if you're really just, you've had a long day, maybe you didn't get your meals and maybe you're dragging and you still want to hit the gym, all right, shoot down a cup of coffee. It's going to help you sleep better at night, as opposed to having some of these energy drinks or these pre-workouts have 300 milliliters of caffeine. That is literally a daily allowance in one drink. So not to mention the coffee you had this morning. Some people are having 2-3 cups of coffee throughout the day. Just to kind of maintain their energy. So guys, if that's you, that largely tells me that you have some type of nutritional gap that you need to be filling. That way we can take out all this excess caffeine that's impairing your sleep, that's stressing you out, that's increasing your blood pressure. There's a lot of negative side effects that we're just kind of brushing under the rug. Not only that, but hello, the adapt effect. Your body's main function, once again, guys, is to adapt, right? So it's going to adapt to these caffeine levels. Once your body adapts to these caffeine levels, you're going to need, instead of 300 milliliters, you're going to need 400, and then 500, and then 600. And then it's just not doing anything to you at all anymore. So now you're wasting money for no benefit at all. So in my opinion, I don't think the pre-workouts are really worth it. I think you can get the energy and the boost you need from your meals. I don't think that. I know you can. And worst case scenario, if you need some, go ahead and have some black coffee. Go ahead and have whatever that looks like to you. It doesn't have to be black coffee, but limit your caffeine intake. Less is always more, because like I said, this goes for everything in fitness. The more you increase, the more you increase, the more you're going to have to increase. And then you're going to have nowhere to go after that. So most pre-workout formulas, they actually contain like as much as 2 to 3 cups of coffee. So they can be as high as 475 milliliters. And like I said, guys, that goes to show you that that's not even the amount of coffee you're having in the morning either, when you wake up, or throughout the day, or for your midday pick-me-up, right? So now we are consuming, very realistically, like 600 milliliters of caffeine. And that is no wonder most of America can't sleep at night. No wonder most of America has anxiety, right? I definitely believe that they have a huge correlation. And if we just start cutting that out, it can play to your benefit tenfold, guys. So another really popular ingredient in pre-workout that you'll hear like a lot of the dudes in the gym, like, oh my God, look at this pump. Rawr. Like, ooh, look at this bicep, right? It's because of the nitric oxide. And there's very, very, very little studies. And I'm pretty sure any study that's ever been done has only been done on males and not on females. And as we know, men already have more testosterone. But there's very, very, very little supplementation that says that nitric oxide has any athletic increase to your performance. So essentially what it actually does is it boosts oxygen and nutrient transport to your muscles. So this can potentially enhance your athletic performance, but like I said, there's very little scientific study to back it up. Basically the concept behind that is, like we learned with like aerobic training, oxygen is an energy source, if you will. And it just continues to fuel you through your workout. So added oxygen and nutrient transport, that's basically going to give you a better pump. It's going to help your circulatory system. It's going to help the blood flow and all that good stuff. But one thing I do want to point out is that your body naturally produces nitric oxide. So a lot of you are chasing this pump and chasing, you know, this caffeine stimulant with some nitric oxide, because that's essentially what most pre-workouts are. I mean, some of them have creatine and like L-carnitine and stuff like that, like other compounds that work well together for athletic performance. But essentially you're just chasing this pump and you're chasing this, you know, high, if you will. And these are things that you can definitely get through your nutrition for energy, and your body naturally produces nitric oxide regardless. So you're going to have a good pump if you're putting in the work. You see what I'm saying? So stop trying to take the easy route. That's definitely, I believe, what supplements are, is it's an easy route. And I just think they're not exactly necessary unless you are having these huge like nutritional gaps or something like that, that you know, you have a dysfunction in your body to where you maybe, you know, you can't eat certain strands of protein, then okay, yeah, let's implement, you know, protein powder. Or maybe you're just really struggling getting your meals in, so okay, let's implement a meal replacement or something like that. But for the vast majority of us, I don't think they're needed. So now let's go into intro workouts. Intro workouts are during your workout. So you'll see a lot of guys in the gym like eating in the middle of their lifts, or just having a bang, or having BCAAs. That's like the main one. You'll see, you know, people with their shaker cups and just like shaking up some BCAAs, thinking that it's like doing miracles for their bodies. They just spent like $50 on a 34 serving can. Guys, save your damn money. Your BCAAs, all BCAAs are, they're the 7 building blocks of protein. That's it. That's all. So what do I say to that? Make sure you eat enough protein throughout the day. Again, this is another thing to where, as long as you're fueling your body properly with nutrition, then what we learned a lot about this on the first part of this series. So if you didn't, you know, listen to macros and calories and kind of how you should be fueling your body, definitely go back and listen to that because I think you'll be not as lost. But we're wasting a lot of money on things that our daily nutrition can just suffice just fine. So now we have post-workout supplements. And post-workout, a lot of people will be like, I gotta eat this in my anabolic window. And a lot of people are just like, I have to get this 30 minutes after my workout. I need protein, protein, protein. And to that, I say a lot of people misconceive what your anabolic window actually is. And all an anabolic window means is it's how efficient your body will absorb the nutrients of protein. That way you get the maximum benefit after your workout. But you know, your anabolic window can last, I think it's like up to 3 hours after your workout. And don't quote me on that. It could be even a little bit longer. It's definitely at least 3 hours. But guys, the truth of the matter is your body's running off the fuel it had the day before. So to that, it's just consistently every day, day in and day out, you need to make sure you're fueling your body to the best of its ability if you want to perform well in the gym, right? So yeah, sure, pre-post-workout, you know, have your carbs, have your protein. Both of those should be a little bit higher, and I definitely think your fats should be a little bit lower for pre and post-workout. But you don't need to be spending so much money on these damn supplements. You don't need to be spending money on fat burners, especially. That's when I get a lot. Especially from my lady listeners, they'll be like, oh, Amber, they'll send me pictures of this fat burner. Should I get it? And without me even looking at it or really looking at the ingredients in that particular fat burner, 10 out of 10 times I'm gonna say no. Save your money, guys. Put in the work at the gym. All a fat burner is doing is increasing your core temperature. So, I mean, it's gonna make you sweat more and it might get rid of some water retention, but it's definitely not a long-term sustainable effect. It's not going to help you lose any fat. It's not going to help you lose any sustainable weight. So again, you're throwing what, $60, $70 down the drain once again. Guys, you could be just investing this money in some whole foods, some well-balanced nutrition, and reaping so many more benefits, okay? The next thing, I hope I covered pre, post, and intro workout pretty well. Oh, another really big thing is protein. So people, I don't, for whatever reason, I'm not really sure, make protein powder seem to be something bigger than what it actually is. So people will ask me all the time in the gym, I kid you not, they'll be like, oh, should I be having protein powder? Should I be having protein powder? And it's just like, I don't know, dude, are you eating enough protein? Like, what do you think is really, what? There's no added benefit to having protein powder as opposed to eating protein. I mean, it's a little bit easier digested and not even really because it takes a toll on your kidneys. So there's no added benefit to it. So guys, don't let these mass media gimmicks get you with the latest and greatest protein powder. Guys, just eat your protein. Like, literally, just eat protein. You don't need the best protein powder. Now, if you're somebody who's trying to gain weight and you're really struggling to get some meals in, then yeah, sure, supplement it with a protein shake, with a mass gainer protein shake or a meal replacement protein shake. It's an easy way to get calories in, but that's it, guys. That's it. There's no more to it. That's it. There's no secret sauce to all this stuff. That's it. It's just these large companies' way to make you spend a lot of money. Essentially, that's it. Okay? I posted a Q&A on my Instagram story and I got amazing feedback. So thank you to all of you who did ask me questions. I love answering questions for you guys. And the second part of the podcast, if you will, I'm going to start diving into those questions. So let's get right to it, right? So the very first question I got is, how do you feel about Beachbody or workout things like that? So for that, it's like Herbalife, Thrive, Beachbody, kind of, you know, all of those pyramid schemes. And if you don't like me calling it that, I'm sorry, but that's what it is. Okay, so I think that there's, let me preface this by saying, if you're in the gym, if you're working to be a better version of you, I don't care if it's through Herbalife, through Beachbody, through at-home workouts, through hiring a personal trainer. You go. Do it. Yes. Fuck it up. You got this. Like, I'm all for it, okay? So I don't want anyone to take this as me bashing any of these brands, any of these companies, because they are, I think for the majority of it, they have good intentions, okay? Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to give my 2 cents on them either, okay? So, with things like Herbalife and Beachbody, you're paying for the brand. You're paying for the community, you're paying for the workouts, you're paying for the brand, essentially. So I'll talk about Herbalife because that's the one I know the most. I don't know too much about Beachbody. I know they have, you know, really, shakes and stuff of that nature. And I know that in their shakes, they are like non-GMO free or GMO free. They have like, you know, good quality shakes. I will say that. Same thing with Herbalife. They have decent quality, you know, but again, it goes into that supplementation factor, guys. Like, so one of the questions asked, you know, she said that the superfood shake alone through Beachbody was $160. $160! $160 for a superfood shake? My God. Go to the damn store, buy some berries, buy some veggies, buy some, you know, real food, and you'll be good. Like, get food that is loaded with nutrients, because that's all superfoods is, guys. It's fruits, vegetables, it's the things you should be doing to fill your nutritional gaps regardless. So you could be going to the grocery store, spending $30, but you're paying for convenience, and you're paying for, you're paying for not educating yourself, essentially. And hopefully that's what this podcast can do for you guys. But you're paying for the convenience and you're paying for the brand, and they're making a pretty penny off of you because they're labeling it with this superfood shake, and that's it. Guys, spend $30, go to your local Publix, buy some berries, buy some lean ground beef, buy some broccoli, some asparagus, some bananas, some nuts, boom, bada bing. That's it. That's all. Buy some good food and you're filling your nutritional gaps. There's no way in hell would I ever spend $160 on a superfood shake. Like, that probably tastes like ass anyways. So for me, that's a huge no. However, I think it depends on your fitness level too. So going back to these, you know, brands like Beachbody and Herbalife, I think that they do a very good job at targeting a specific population. And I think that for Herbalife, I know you like can work out at some of their facilities. And to that, I say, hell yeah. So a lot of people, when they hire a personal trainer, the main thing they need is accountability. They need that motivational piece, right? And if you're just getting into your fitness journey and you're like, hey, I know Herbalife hosts these group fitness classes and they really push me and they really motivate me and they give me a shake if I spend $10 and join their class, they give me a shake. That's great. That's good. Guys, do it. And if Beachbody and other brands like that does it too, okay, fine. But to get into these companies to like really start buying their $160 protein powders and stuff like that, I'm gonna say it's a ripoff, and you can definitely be filling your nutritional gaps way, way, way cheaper and even better. It's just you have to know what's in those shakes, guys. So, like I said, I know I looked at the back of one of the ones on Beachbody, and it literally was just like fruits, and like one of them was like a cocoa bean that derived from some, you know, island or something like that. Guys, they're just hyping these products up. I know for Herbalife, they have like 2 different ones to like make you lose weight or to make you gain weight and build muscle. Guys, don't believe that hype. Don't spend all your money on these products. These products are doing absolutely not a damn thing for you besides ripping you off and doing what regular food can do for you. All right. So the next question I got was, do I take supplements? Well, If I'm being like really honest with you guys, when I'm lazy, I'll make a protein shake. That's it. That's all. I don't take fat burners. I don't take anything. Literally, I don't take fish oils. I don't take, oh, a really big one right now is like prebiotics. But no, I don't take any of that stuff. And I know a big one right now is prebiotics. And I honestly think that that's because gut health is kind of trending right now. So if you've noticed on like Instagram and stuff, everybody's talking about the gut. It's like one person found out about this, and now everyone on every fitness influencer on Instagram is like, oh, your gut is your second brain, which absolutely 100%. Yes, it is. Your gut is nothing to take lightly. You need to make sure you're pooping every day, a couple times a day. And if you're not pooping every day, a couple times a day, you got to work on that, guys. That's super important. But so people are taking prebiotics, right? And they're like, oh, this is helping me. This is helping me. This is helping me poop or whatever. Guys, it's helping you because you have a nutritional gap. It's not the pill that's helping you. Prebiotics, you want to know what they are? They're found in so many different fruits and so many different vegetables, especially the ones that contain complex carbohydrates. So these carbs aren't digestible by your body, so they pass through the digestive system to become food for the bacteria and all that other stuff that's in your gut. So that's it, guys. So instead of spending $40, $30, $20, $50 on prebiotics, just eat fruits and vegetables. Like, it's that simple, guys. Instead of spending all this money on a fat burner, if you want to heat up your core temperature, have some coffee. Like, guys, you're doing the most for little added benefit, and you're burning holes in your wallets because the fitness industry is so saturated right now with so many great people with great aesthetics and great genetics hyping up these stupid products that are way overpriced and do little to nothing for you, guys. So yeah, that's kind of my two cents on pre-workout, post-workout, intro workout. The only supplement I really take, like I said, is protein powder. And I take protein powder when I'm in a rush or when I didn't get enough food in, or maybe something really quick before or after the gym. But yeah, most of these supplements that are used for pre, post, and intro workout, guys, your body's naturally producing them regardless. So let your body do its thing. Your body is amazing. And the more you take care of it, the more it's going to be able to efficiently produce everything it needs to produce. But yeah, so I think that that's pretty much it. I do have a third part of this series coming out as well. But this is the second part. So if you're listening, please go ahead and subscribe. If you like what I'm saying, please go ahead and share. Like you guys know, there's so much information out there, and honestly, I just want to take the bullshit out of fitness. I feel like there's so much out there, it's overcomplicating everything for everyone, and it's just going to end up hurting the fitness industry a lot. So help me share this information. But that pretty much sums up the show. I wanted to give a huge thank you to all of you that took the time out of your day to learn, grow, and adapt with me. For more of me, go ahead and follow my personal IG at Amber Alert Fitness, where I post daily workouts, health and fitness tips, and just express myself. All right, guys, I hope you have a great day. See you later.